Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is the one and only Reverend Robin. This is the Family Church of Jesus Christ International. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a special word for you today. Let's dump everything to the Lord today. We're going to worship His holy name. So once again, thank you so much for joining us, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to contact us, all the contact information should be there on the screen. You can go to our website of www.thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. And contact us there. If you'd like for us to come to your church, we'd love to come there. We are asking for the Father to open doors in the United States of America so we can share God's goodness, that His love never fails. It is wonderful to be with you today. We want to share a word that is dumping all your cares. How many knows what a dump truck is? A dump truck is something, a truck, a vehicle that is full of trash or dirt or things that need to be dumped. And I want to share with you, it's unloading your distress, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. That is 1 Peter 5:7. And, you know, we've been told that the French translation of that phrase is cast all your care upon Him, is to unload your distresses upon God. Have you ever seen that dump truck? It gets rid of all the load. The driver simply just clicks on a switch or pushes a button, pulls a lever, and the heavy load is discharged at the prescribed spot, right at that spot. And so right now, the truck would be of no use to us if it is carried its bundles forever. The dump truck does not carry its bundle forever. And so right now, we were never, never meant to be crushed under the weight of care. Never. Just dump unto the Lord, as 1 Peter 5:7 says. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And we just thank Him right now. We thank Him. We praise Him. Let's just praise Him. Thank you, Father. As we give it unto You, we thank You, Lord. For there's nothing that You won't do for us. Thank You, Lord. As we praise You, We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for those that are listening with us today, that as they take that dump truck, those cares, those distresses, those anguishes, Lord, those burdens, push the button and we cast it upon you. So we thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us. Thank you, Lord, as we push the button of faith and pull that lever of trust, our burden is discharged. And upon the shoulder of him, you, Almighty God, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Have you pushed that button of faith and discharged that dump, that load right now? Just cast it upon the Lord. Again, it's 1 Peter 5:7. Cast or dump, unload all of your care upon him, the mighty Jehovah God. We thank you, Lord. There's nothing that you won't do. As we cast that burden, you gladly bear it for us. Thank you, Father. And people, right now, if God loved you enough to take away the burden of your sins, can't you trust him to take away every lesser burden as well? He is with you. As you call upon him today, casting those cares upon him, because he loves you. He wants to be with you. So we thank you for listening today. Cast those cares upon the Lord. Let him bring forth the plan that he has for you. It began before the beginning of time, if I can say. The foundation of the world was not created yet, and God was thinking of you to redeem you back from the darkness of this world into Jesus through the marvelous light. I want you to turn to Psalms 36 today. 36. And verse 5 through 9, Psalms 36, 5 through 9. And this is David praying unto the Lord. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches to the clouds, to the skies. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Get in his righteousness. Be in him. Trust in him. Thy righteousness is great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preserveth man and beast. Verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Oh, God, say that right now. How excellent is your loving kindness, O mighty God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Oh, hallelujah. We just trust you right now as we unload, we dump that load, that care, that burden, Lord, and stay under your wings. In verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. God's house doesn't lack anything. Dwell in the kingdom of God. You are a child of the Most High. Oh, glory to God. Give it to him. That is our theme today, is dump your cares unto the Lord. In verse 8 again, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness, no lack, completeness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Oh, think of it. Drink of the pleasures of God. Drink of him today. Drink of his goodness, his life abundance. Drink of his pleasures today. Drink of the river of thy pleasures. His river never dries. His river never dams up. It is a constant flow. A constant flow. Drink of his river of many pleasures. And then in verse 9, for with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see light. Let's read that again. For with thee is the fountain of life, overflowing people, giving your cares. He's the mighty God. It's the same as when you got saved. You just called upon Jesus and you let him make you brand new. Verse 9 again. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we see light. In thy light, in God's light, shall we see light. Not in this world's light. It turns so dark. See God's light, the everlasting candle, the burning, the fire. God's love is consuming. He loves us so much. Give it to him. Trust in him today. Casting all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us. I'd love to hear from you today. Have you cast your cares? Have you dumped your load? Push that button of faith and dump the loads unto him. He said he would bear it. He said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take his yoke upon you. Give him your burdens. And take his yoke, for it is easy. His burden is light. Have you ever seen those oxen in the field with that big yoke on them? And as they walk together, it is easy for them to pull that plow of life. But when they fight against it, it becomes uneven. It gets all bound up, and it's very, very hard for them. As you let the Lord lead you and guide you as your good shepherd, cast all of your care, 1 Peter 5:7, unto him, for he cares for you. Back at Psalms 36, 8 and 9, let go drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall be the light. Shall we see the light? Shall we see the light? God bless you today. Let me pray for you. We would love to hear from you, your prayer requests, your praise reports. It is the Family Church of Jesus Christ at gmail.com. Father, I thank you for the people today. Bless them, Lord. Let them feel your presence, the comfort of the Holy Spirit as they dump out all of their load, anguish, depression, and receive your peace and joy and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next week on Monday, God bless you. This is the one and only Reverend Robin.
Worship. worship your holy name. The song comes up.